Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. Ken Barkley. And you. Later this hour, our bets for tonight. We got 3 playoff games in the NBA. We got 3 playoff games in the NHL. We will analyze and bet all of them. Well, maybe not bet all of them. I might bet all of them. I don't know if Ken will. But we'll give our bets coming up later in the show. We'll talk about all the games. We look forward to that. If time allows, a.k.a. we don't spend the next 40 minutes doing full-on NFL draft, we will get to some more topics in the NBA and the NHL playoffs. The good news is there's a lot of games tomorrow. Like, not every team's playing today. So we will get to every single series before the second game of that series is played. So we will hit everything. So if you're out there like, oh, well, one of the guys think of Pelicans Thunder. If we don't get to it today, we'll give you our thought on it before the game 2 is played. So we will get to everything in due time here on You Better You Bet. But for now, let's continue on the NFL draft, Ken, where we were, you know, rolling through the betting markets, saying if you can't bet the favorite at each of these picks, what's the most appealing price to you? And apparently I've landed on J.J. McCarthy in every single pick. at least picks 2 and 3. And I think you kind of agree with me, but maybe not, right?
Right, just it's hard to make a case for someone else, right? Like if Daniels is the favorite to go second, and May's price is pretty short, I can see how you'd get to McCarthy. I think May is a totally justifiable answer there, too, with how he was viewed going into the draft versus how he's being priced right now. I think that makes a lot of sense. Third overall pick's tougher. Like, it's, all right, I can't bet May. I think Daniels is probably gone already in this situation a lot. Can I sell you Harrison as an option? Like, would the Patriots ever take Harrison? Would somebody ever trade to 3 to take Harrison? We talked about that a little bit last hour. The point would just be like the asking price would be a lot. And, you know, maybe a team wants to go up and get a quarterback. They would be willing to kind of like trump whatever offer just to go get a receiver. It would be weird, I think, if the Patriots took Marvin Harrison with the 3rd overall pick and just stayed there and took Harrison. That just seems weird to me right now. I could be wrong about that too. Not like we have any info. So I think you're right, at least with 3rd. I think 2, you could make a case May, just because of like all the stuff pre-draft going in, that maybe he would be a little more likely than McCarthy, but either of them I think are an okay answer. Anything else on this, or do you want to go to Harrison at 4 and how to beat him?
Yeah, one last thing on this. So let's say you were kind of the thought process that maybe a receiver could go 3. Like, maybe the Patriots decide they want to take a receiver, a team trades up for their receiver of choice, assuming, like, you know, let's say you're a team and you covet Marvin Harrison and you believe that Arizona is going to take him at four, maybe that's the trade-up point and it's for a receiver and it's not for a quarterback. I think that's unlikely, but it's within the realm of possibility. So, okay, a team wants a receiver at three. How many guests have we had come on the show? Brian Baldinger, Pete Prisco, Eric Eager said it. I said it, and I got it from people that I consider to be very reputable and very smart that think that there are teams that have neighbors ranked ahead of Marvin Harrison. Wouldn't it be neighbors if we're factoring in price as opposed to Harrison and taking the
neighbors
shot?
Neighbors is 150-1 to be the third overall pick. To be fair, though, like, isn't it somewhat not, I don't know if the neighbors part's rational. I guess it is. Isn't it rational to think, like, if you're a team, and again, like, for people listening, like this is, Nick always likes to paint me as the expert on certain topics. Like, Nick knows more than me about all of this behind the scenes stuff with the NFL. I don't know anything about it. And, or I know less, or I, you know, whatever. People understand what I mean. Arizona and Harrison are very closely linked at four. So if you are a team and you want Harrison, you might think you have to go to three if you like him that much. Like, that's a totally rational thought, right? I know all the quarterback stuff is around this too, but like, Arizona's going to take Harrison. We have to go to three to make sure we get him. A team could do that conceivably, right? Like, that's not crazy.
Yes. Not a counter to that, but another thought would be, it feels like the Marvin Harrison Arizona stuff is no one knows for sure. And everyone, like, or maybe, like, someone know, or someone told somebody that, like, somebody told me that they like Marvin. Do we know for sure that Arizona definitely has Harrison above neighbors?
No, we don't know anything.
Okay, so let's say Arizona likes neighbors more than Harrison, and a team knows that. Then maybe you leapfrog to get Malik Neighbors. I think this is unlikely, just like I think it's unlikely that a team would trade for Harrison. Within the realm of possibility, and the price is massive for both of the guys to go third.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you start questioning assumptions, things get really crazy really fast. To be fair, if you just thought, like, let's say it goes quarterback, 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 but you don't buy that Harrison and Arizona are that tightly linked and that it could be Neighbors instead, like, hey, Neighbors is 18-1 to be the fourth overall pick to a team that you're pretty sure isn't going to take a quarterback. Or if they trade, somebody else will take the pick, will take a quarterback with the pick too. But this is where it's like, all right, like, Harrison's -225, Neighbors is 18-1. Like, we sure? We sure about that? And that's what you're going to do with every pick in this exercise. This isn't like go bet a bunch of stuff for so much money because Nick and Ken are right. Just like a skeptical examination of these markets where it's like, okay, let's like really scrutinize why the price is what it is. Like, tell me why Harrison's -225. Anything on these picks that you get back is like, well, you know, like this reporter went on this radio show and said like, da-da. It's like, really? And that's it. That's all it is. And now you can see how we kind of arrive at this conclusion of maybe wanting to bet some of this other stuff. And we gave you some examples of last year where the same type of pricing, not, this isn't somebody knows pricing. This is like gossipy pricing. This is Jalen Carter going fifth pricing and how it doesn't have to work out that way. So just, again, like kind of interesting, right? So Harrison -220, we can do the fourth pick. Harrison's -225. Arizona right now is going to make the pick. May not. McCarthy 175, the idea being Minnesota. Drake May's 9, if we think like, if McCarthy goes two, I mean, there's a domino effect here. McCarthy goes two or three. Maybe Daniels goes third. Maybe something else happens. There's a way May and Daniels could both, not both, but one of them could be available. There's a way both could too, but there's a way one of them could be available at four. So Harrison's -225, McCarthy 175, May 9, Daniels 15, Neighbors 18, Adunza 50. You know, again, like how do people have their receiver draft boards? Not Harrison, is it Neighbors, or is it like you keep playing the quarterback fall game with McCarthy going two or three and you bet one of them?
I think it's probably the, I think.
Well, which quarterback? That's my problem, because you'd have to bet both probably.
So why don't we, do we want to assume just based off the information that Drew gave us, just for now, that Daniels is the second pick and kind of go from there? Just for now.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. This is so like a half whale mock. Yeah.
But I think like, and then based off what Eager said, that Drake May goes third. He thinks May is like the least likely. And we reserve the right to change our minds as soon as 10 seconds from right now.
Yeah. If there's the slightest breeze, I'm going to change my mind on this. Yeah.
So I guess like the neighbors would be the choice he heard for.
Or is McCarthy the choice? Because you think it's so likely now that if those three are gone, that this is now trade time.
That Minnesota trades up like to four with
Arizona. Because it's already done. Like all three are gone. Arizona's there. Like go get the guy. Otherwise you risk leaving the draft with nobody or with like Michael Penix or something.
What? So McCarthy is the second choice here? Like plus 175.
Which is rough with the team. Like you have to have the trade.
Yeah, like, you have rough. To have
plus
the trade
175 where you have to have the trade is tough.
I think it's neighbors. You know what? How about this? Is it Odunze?
Well, and to provide more context, because this is the domino effect too, if Daniels is going to get bet like that to go two, and his probability of going in that pick is so much now, like is Jaden Daniels more likely to go four than Malik Nabers is? That's what the market says right now.
No. Well, I mean...
probably not.
I mean, like, definitely not. Well, not...
Well, yeah.
Not definitely, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, so I just... the more two becomes concrete, then the more three becomes concrete, then the more the pricing on four is wrong. And not that it's like a huge deal, but like May and Daniels are still there and Nabers is behind them. Could it be another receiver? I think that's a totally reasonable contrarian way to think about four right now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chernoff, who was on with us earlier today, tweeted his like top 10 mock.
Is the mock out? Yeah,
I
saw somebody tweeting about it. Okay.
Caleb, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison, McCarthy from Minnesota, Nabers Giants, Alt Titans, Latu Atlanta, or Laitu, whatever, UCLA pass rusher, Lakitu, Odunze 9, and Fatanu, offensive lineman 10 to the Jets, which is pretty much... like the consensus top 10. That's pretty much what that is.
Yeah. I agree. Well, I mean, to be fair, like you could do worse than just like, let's say you were somebody listening and you never followed the NFL draft and you're like, I have been asked, let's say, well, I'm a travel writer, but I got like some time on my hands and they said, do an NFL mock draft. I mean, you could do worse than just like, well, who's the favorite in the betting market to be every single pick and just like have that be like, you're at least going to get closer than if you didn't know anything, to be fair. So I don't blame anybody who does a mock for like sticking a little bit with a bunch of the cornerstone market stuff, which is Alt at 7 and, basic Harrison at 4 and McCarthy trade up with the Chargers at 5. So I get where all that stuff comes from. I don't have the info to disprove it either. So I can't. And especially there's a difference between doing a mock and betting. Like doing a mock, it's just who's the most likely pick. Betting, it's what's the price. So that's why those two things are different also.
Do you How likely do you think it is with the information that we have right now? Just like with the way like critically thinking about the way things go in life and in betting markets and the NFL draft, how likely is it, do you think, that Thursday rolls around and it's some facsimile, some kind of variation of the top 10 that everyone's floating out there?
I think it's a really low probability that it happens. And I guess we have to define more like, well, if it's like 6 out of 10 and there's a trade and it's a little different, do you still get credit for like the consensus being right? The problem is domino effect and the trades and the fact that quarterbacks are involved and there's four of them. Just like you need to pull at just one thread of this, and all of a sudden, like everything after the trade or everything after a quarterback that you didn't expect is guaranteed to be. Not that it will, like, not that, well, it could get weird after that. It like has to, because everyone slides a spot. It has to be different. And the threat of that happening seems real enough that I definitely wouldn't go like betting the consensus top 10 like you think it's going to, like the way it's priced, the market is pricing, it's like it's a consensus top 10. So your choice, again, a bet is created when your opinion differs from the market. Okay, like market saying there's a consensus top 10, this is it, the price is reflected. So your choice is either don't bet because you agree. Agree isn't bet, agree is don't bet. Like, because the market's already got it the way you think it's going to be. Or I don't think, I want to challenge these assumptions, because I don't think it, I think everyone's full of it to a certain extent, and it's the slightest breeze gets this thing knocked off, and everybody ends up going in weird spots, trades don't happen, what if Minnesota just doesn't trade, who does everybody pick? That's like a weird one, too, which guests alluded to, which Whale alluded to, what if they just pick at 11? So, again, you have two roads here. One is basically like, I'm not going to bet yet because I just agree with the consensus. That's cool. What's wrong with that? And then the other option is like, well, I want to make some small speculative bets because I think the consensus is not driven by really smart information. It's driven more by gossip and rumors and guesses. And yeah, right. And Jeep, possibly. And then maybe that would be a reason to make some bets as well.
Well, if the top 10 goes like the way a lot of the consensus says it's going to, which fan base is the most pissed off?
And so consensus here is like Harrison 4, McCarthy 5. I mean, you kind of want to know, like what do the Chargers get out of this draft? Like, we got Jim Harbaugh. Like, are we going to have no receivers and no offensive line? How's this going to go?
Well, go to 11 and like take an offensive lineman.
Yeah, right. So probably somebody you never heard of or something.
I think Harbaugh's got enough currency now that like they could come on the clock and fart noise
also,
into the microphone.
Are there Chargers fans really? It's like Jeff Feinberg and like a guy in LA. It's like there's like two of them. So
no, not in LA, San Diego. And that's it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not even in Los Angeles. It's like, well, I used to follow them when they were here and, you know, whatever, lightning bolts.
Like they'll have like the Mike Tice whatever. Memorial, like not make a pick. And I feel like however many Chargers fans there are will be like, well, it's Harbaugh. We'll be okay.
I mean, are Vikings fans super fired up about J.J. McCarthy as the fourth quarterback?
The answer has to be the Vikings, right?
Yeah, probably.
Like I'll be pissed as a Giants fan if they don't take they don't trade up for a quarterback.
Close. Yeah, like you're in the running. You're in the running to be mad. Like, what do you think the likelihood is that you're mad?
80, that they're not going to trade up for a quarterback? Honestly, and I'm fine if it's McCarthy, because like I'm not like a quarterback film guy. I'm not like watching.
What do you
think
they're going to do right now? What do you think? Who do you think the Giants are going to pick at 6 right now? What's your best guess?
I don't know. Neighbors? But that's what everyone says. I don't know. I don't know is the answer. Neighbors.
Okay. Neighbors.
Sure.
Would that excite you?
Yeah, Daniel Jones is throwing him the ball. No, we're going to be terrible.
Right. Won't you be my neighbors?
Yeah, well, we'll have new neighbors in New York and New right. Jersey, because Shane and Dable will be elsewhere next year. Back in Buffalo, probably. All right, on the other side, more NFL draft, and we'll get to the NBA and the NHL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the Bet.